Ars Electronica, 2006. Simplicity, the art of complexity.
So welcome back to the symposium. This is session two. In case you don't know where you are, this is session two. Who came to session one? Who was in session one? Okay, so you guys know why you're here. Session two people, welcome. First session, virgins to session two. Okay, so can I have the screen here? Screen up. Okay, coming up. The screen. There we go. Good. Okay, yeah, that tells you. Session two. Everyone had lunch? Who had lunch? Very important. So you're okay. You'll get sleepy. It's not our fault. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to, you know, I host many, many events. And, you know, many of you who've never hosted events have no idea how complex it is to run an event. It's very hard work. And I'm not saying you can say, oh, well, I'm paying for it. But in reality, you can pay for something and get very poor quality. But I think here, whatever you've paid, it's going pretty good. You know, I mean, the people here are doing great work. Like these guys over here. I have a video behind you. Haha, no, I tricked you. But these guys here are putting together this entire system. All kind of stuff's happening. They're barely alive. They're caffeinated, they're smoking, they're trying to stay alive to build a great event here for you guys. And back there, we have Austria's greatest interpreters, literally, to help all the German go into English. This is fantastic. So, I'd like to say thanks to these people. You know, and the reason why I thank them now is because usually we thank them at the end. And everyone's so tired at the end. So now they got a good thanks. There you go. That's very important. Now, going to session two, we have four very interesting speakers. We have Jason Kotke, Gary Chang, Olga Gorinova, and Eric Yateman. And Jason, I think, again, these words I attached to speakers, I made them up myself, so they don't really fit perfectly. But when I think of Jason, I think of someone who understands the context of the web, because he really is the number one blogger in the creative sphere. He helps us be creative by giving to us all this knowledge about the creative sphere. But to do that, he has to understand context very well. And he'll be talking about that process. Actually, I'm going ahead of myself. Gary Chang will focus on organization, in my mind, as an architect. Olga, we're talking about authenticity in the context of software art. And Eric, we're talking about power. If you remember Walter Bender's slide that had the 20 watts for a normal laptop and 2 watts for his laptop, I think Eric really works in like very smaller wattage areas, and we're going to hear about his little tiny, tiny watts. Again, Jason is the really kind of a unique blogger. I think he's sort of a, when I first met him, I thought that I felt kind of sorry for him because I thought he has a problem concentrating. because he's thinking, he's like a web server. And I think that if you haven't visited his blog, you should. It's very lighthearted. It's very peaceful. It's sometimes a little bit political, but I know I visit it regularly when I have time. And also, you know, I try to like understand more about Jason, and I found this Jason Kotke's tater tot hot dish. I'm not sure if you know what tater tots are in Austria, but they're not really considered great food. But somehow, with his recipe, you can make delicious food. So I suggest you try this recipe tonight. Next up, after that, we have Gary Chang. Gary Chang is someone who I met on Philips Simplicity Advisory Board. Gary is one of China's preeminent architects. And I've got to say that he's also probably the world's expert on hotels, not because he owns hotels, but he spends all his time living in hotels. He has this strange notebook that has a map of every hotel room he slept in. He has books about this and everything. He writes about it. And, you know, he showed me this house, the suitcase house it's called, where it's basically a plain floor, but all the floors pop open to reveal the bedroom or the bathroom, a very strange kind of house. So learn more about that from Gary. We have Olga Gorinova. I just met her today, actually, for the first time. But it's a kind of thing where I ask my students, you know, who should I invite to Ars Electronica about simplicity? And Olga was a favorite. So Olga's here to talk about her special community of software art, runme.org, and the issues that she faces in keeping that very authentic, which I believe is also a fundamental idea in simplicity. And lastly, to end the day, we have Eric Yeadman. And Eric is a real scientist, so scientists write papers. So I tried to read some of his papers. I have an MIT degree and everything, so I kind of understand it, but it's pretty hardcore. Eric's going to talk about his MEMS work in harvesting power, parasitic power. He looks for ways to collect power in our natural environment, which is probably very important as power gets shorter and shorter and lesser every day. So with that, I'd like to introduce to you Jason Kotke. Jason, come on up.